We missed the launch. Oh, dear.
Do it again. Hit record.
Okay, all right, here we go. Make the transition in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Pusan Web 2.0 is now active.
Yay!
Well, very nice, nicely done for a recreation of the actual event.
And there we go. So we're...
We're live.
Is live.
Okay, so what are the first complaints going to be? People are going to come here and say, hey, how do I get to the... Where is the... And so on.
Probably. There's a few little... It's a very, very incomplete sort of site right now. If the submit content, if people are interested in submitting content, I send them to the create content link, and I just haven't made all of the things that I said should be there yet. So there's lots of broken links still. That's one thing.
But it's very easy to find the classifieds. It's very easy to find the forums. Guides?
I might move that.
Do we want to put links to the old guides for now?
I think they're in there.
Ah, there they are. Pusan Web old guides.
Yes, they're in there.
Perfect.
Almost everything still has a link to the old site.
That's good.
Or I try... hopefully everything does, but...
Oh, and the About Pusan Web brought tears to my eyes.
Oh.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was really neat sort of exploring back into what's been going on in the past 9 years.
Wow. 9 years, yeah. Wow, it's going to be 10 years come February. Is what I remember. I was here in New Hampshire when... the phone rang at 3 a.m. and it was Jay Chan waking my father up saying, oh, is Jeff there? I have a great idea.
So February is going to be the 10-year anniversary?
I think that's when the idea was conceived. I believe the site launched in March? I think March.
March 14th.
Yep.
Is the first page there.
Ah, yes.
So we're going to have a birthday party.
Yeah, I think so. Wow, 10 years.
You might have to come back for that, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's bits and pieces of the Pusan Web story about throughout the World Bridges sites and everything. Can you just give Pusan Web their own little version? Can you give us a rundown of where Pusan Web came from? And
I mean, it really just started as a way to help Jay Chan promote his Net Valley Internet Cafe. That was his idea, that he was starting I think he called it an Internet Cafe. And this is before Dream, before anything, really. And it was more like a bar that had some computers, which was lovely. It didn't really work as a business concept. It wasn't around that long, and it was a little bit before its time. So I really just started it to get the word out about that. It got maybe 5 visitors a day, and those were people I knew and begged to visit. And it wasn't until I got a digital camera. I went home for the summer, got a digital camera, and came back, went to a party, took some pictures, put the pictures up that night, and by Sunday, people were visiting, and I was getting notes from mothers who were saying, oh, thank you so much for putting up pictures of our little Nicky. So nice to see him, even though he always seems to be drinking whenever you take pictures of him.
It's true.
Yeah. And, I mean, that was kind of the first couple of years, was basically taking pictures of Saturday nights and kind of my circle of friends, but, you know, trying to build some base of information, because at that point, very little really existed in English. I mean, I don't remember there being visitor information centers even. It was pretty sparse. So just gathering whatever we could. And it was shortly after that I really started the World Bridges vision. Once I kind of had a website and saw how easy it was, and especially once I discovered the audio part and how easy that was to produce, I started thinking, oh my God, you know, everyone's going to have their own global radio show, and Pusan Web started being my playpen or sandbox for experimenting with that. And I saw you link to the very first one from December of 97, which I had to laugh when I was reading the forum discussions about classifieds, and people were saying, you know, they're paying 1996 wages. 1996 wages were pretty good. People were getting $40,000-$50,000 an hour for sides, and, you know, that was more than $40,000-$50,000 U.S. dollars at the time. So 96 wages, I wouldn't knock them.
No, well, but it is 2000, whatever. 2006.
Right.
That's what they're knocking, I think. And that is something that's interesting, though, is that like university salaries haven't gone up at all.
That's true. They have not gone up much. Yeah.
What was the Korean internet scene like back in 97?
Were there other Korean sites?
Do you remember?
There must have been. I want to look at one of the old pages and look at the links page. You know, certainly ESL Cafe was out there. The Expatriate, you know, was alive in late 97, 98. Not that that was a website.
So there wasn't a whole lot out there.
There weren't a lot of sites. Yeah, none are coming to mind.
Okay. So you were sort of one of the first.
Yeah, I'm sure others must have been out there, but I can't think of them.
Okay, cool. And then as if you go to the About page, you can see that Pusan Web did evolve. The front page got flashier, and the graphics got a little bit more mature.
And the first person who gets kudos is Saw Sung Hwa, who was a Korean at the time, teaching at Dongseo University, and had tuned into Pusan Web and was like, you know, your graphics kind of suck, huh? I was like, yeah. And she put in a lot of time and made that classic Pusan Web logo with Hyundai Beach and the magnifying glass, and helped clean things up a bit. And that's like the 98-99 era. And then in, when was it, 2000 or 2001, Dana came along and helped some there as well. But as you can see, I've sort of always been pretty clueless when it comes to graphics, so I try to take the advice of people who know more than I do.
Have you always had people helping you? It's an interesting thing with creating something like this within an expat community. I know that like Jeffrey and I, we've been here 5.5 years each, and we've both been involved in the site for at least 4 of those. But we're sort of the exception. I know Dana helped you out. She's long gone.
You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest failures I've had as creator of this site. And hopefully the technology is going to help make it easier for people to become involved and contribute and become Hello. Active parts of the building process. Is that Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yay.
That was frustrating.
But well done. You sound good. People have done this and that, but in terms of like really developing a stable team of people, you know, there's a few people who've done parts of it reliably for long periods of time, but I have to think that I could have done a much better job of providing stability and growth and management and all of that stuff. But, you know...
Well, you're right. That's something that you tried to do in 2000. When you reformatted the site, you tried to bring different
right,
managers in.
The one link to the old sites that I'll try to find and add to the About Pusan Web is when the curtain almost fell. which is actually the graphic I'm most proud of. I was just hired. It was after 9/11, and things had gotten really ugly on the boards, and I was feeling pretty alone in terms of taking care of the site, and it was just a lot of grief. And I was thinking, you know, why am I spending so much time doing this? It's, you know, I'm not making any money. I'm losing money on it. So maybe I should just step away. And so I put up the maybe the curtain is falling on Pusan Web front page and went on vacation for 6 weeks and came back to an inbox full of people saying, oh, you know, I didn't realize it was that hard to do the site, and I'll be glad to help, and we can make money, and no problem, let's do it together, which was really very gratifying. Mm. And so we had a big meeting at Crossroads, and I think 30 or 40 people were there, and there was significant interest in the community. And then later that night was the infamous drug bust. And so that energy kind of evaporated real quick, and everybody was laying low and lost some of that momentum. But it still got more people involved than had been, including you and forum management and stuff, which was a godsend.
Yeah, I remember actually, that meeting. Jeffrey?
I remember that time that you're talking about, and the graphic was you swinging in a hammock.
Okay. Well, the curtain was falling, and then
Yeah. I think. And you're like thinking, and I remember seeing that, and that was, and that was quite a time. I think it was a wake up for some people, like, somebody needs help doing this. And I was one of those people that, and I remember coming to that meeting and seeing all the interest and thinking, wow, so many people that work on this. And because I still, that was the first time I had met anyone really involved in PWeb. And then I remember, was it about 6 months later? Or it was quite a while later. Anyway, we had a little general meeting, and it was myself, Sarah, and you. And I was like, so where is everybody? Where's all those managers and stuff? And you guys both looked at each other and laughed and said, this is it.
Yeah. And that has been hard. I mean, people, I think, want to help and have things to share, but making a commitment seems to not fit into people's lives as much as one might think.
It is difficult. When Jeff left Korea, when he moved back to the States, I took over as like full-time manager, and it drove me out of my mind. I ended up taking a year off Busan Web. I just couldn't handle it anymore, and I went on vacation, and I left Jeffrey in charge, and I just didn't come back for a year.
But we're glad you did
really
eventually.
Bad about that, but it is a lot of work in behind the scenes, and I haven't really felt all that good about keeping things going, about new content, about all of the new stuff. And that's why I'm the most excited about 2.0.
Yeah.
Is because it now, just in messing around with the new, with Drupal, I don't have to use three different programs to get something visual for everybody else. It's just a click, click, edit, go.
Yeah.
And the average Joe, once he figures that out, he can add a restaurant review like that. He can add his own link like that. He can add a review of Mojo's concert last Saturday like that. And that's what's exciting. Everything becomes interactive with Drupal.
Yeah, and a little geek speak there. Web 2.0, which is the big buzzword last year, but still these days, is it's all about the interactive web. And Pusan Web has always been a 1.0 kind of site. It's an HTML, a bunch of HTML files that get uploaded. If you want to change it, you have to change it on your computer and then upload it again. The content is there, and people cannot really interact with it, aside from something like the forums. Web 2.0 is very active. It's called the read-write web. So visitors become part of the content creators. So you see content, you can comment on it, you can contribute your own content easily, hopefully, and that's what hopefully Pusan Web 2.0 will be doing.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. And we're using Drupal. Drupal is the content management system that runs the new Pusan Web. It's really powerful. It's really flexible. It's open source. It's got a great community behind it that are always trying to figure out how to make it better. It's a little bit mind-blowing to grasp the possibilities, hopefully more for the developers than the users. We are still early in our learning curve, and so it's going to take a while to really build the site the way the community wants it to be. But that's the point, is that it can grow, hopefully, the way the community wants it to grow.
And not just the way that Sarah has time to make it grow. Or
right, because anyone who's, instead of saying, hey, God, you should do a story about whatever, okay, go write it, post it, click, done. Yeah. And, organizationally, it's going to take us a while to figure out, the guides, for example. The guides are now collaborative books, and this is something in Drupal that's kind of like a wiki where many people can edit the same page, and we're going to have a little bit of control over who can edit it. Not anyone can just go to the site and edit it, but certainly large numbers of people will be able to edit parts of the content, which should make it much more current. I mean, I look at some of the guides and I just wince. I mean, I remember when someone wrote them in 2001 and they haven't really been updated. So I hope it's going to keep the site a lot more up to date and broad.
The forums have sort of been picking up in an interesting way over the past 8 months. It seems like in the year previous or the couple of years previous, we'd ended up with just the core group of people debating their politics and talking about a lot of the same things. But in the recent months, there's a brand new newbie community who, if they go shopping and they find secondhand bookshelves at the little store around the corner from Megamart, then they're on the forums and they're posting that.
Oh, God bless the newbies.
And yeah, and it's that kind of person that I'm hoping we'll rediscover the Pusan Web front page, and we'll take some of that energy and throw together even just an outline of a bookshelf shopping guide. As well as posting in the forums, that they'll post in on the Pusan Web guide section or another appropriate place.
I was about to start asking some specific under-the-hood kinds of questions, like how do we want to deal with the guides, but I'm wondering if we want to maybe hold off on some of the site-building stuff, and we might even upload that as part two under the hood. Is there anything else we kind of wanted to cover during the launch cast part of this?
I don't think so. We're here. It's rough. But it's there. It's been a long time in coming, because we were talking about this in April or in March, and then sort of life got in the way. But we've done it, and now it's just now we got to build.
And again, things are pretty uncooked at this point. Rather than look at the site and email us and complain, think about how we as a community can make that better. And it's something I realized since I left Korea almost 3 years ago now, or 2.5 years ago. And since then, most of my web energies have been going to other World Bridges sites, like EdTech Talk and Webcast Academy. And my big thing has always been this kind of live interactive webcasting. That's been my tech passion. But what's happened along the way is these great collaborative communities. So EdTech Talk is this group of people who are real into educational technology, and we now have 5 or 6 shows produced by different people. We've gotten very involved in a lot of projects where someone says, hey, I want to do this. We work together on a community. There's no money involved for the most part. And that's kind of something, I've always thought of Pusan Web as kind of something separate from the other stuff I was doing. And I'd kind of like to bring some of that open source community feeling to Pusan Web. You know, it is a commercial site, and the fact that it does make a little bit of money has paid for the server for a number of years. And thank you, advertisers. And we have some new advertising policies that I think are going to be very good that Jeffrey can tell us about. But I just wanted to say that it's time for a handful of people to not be the only people involved in really producing the site, and that I'm looking forward and I'm optimistic to the community building possibilities. If anyone was listening, I would say join us in a chat room or the Skype cast. Hey, we have someone listening now. Isn't that exciting?
Hello, listener.
Before we get more into the hood, do we want to talk about the classified stuff?
Sure. Just a little bit of background. A couple of weeks ago, there was a posting on the forums complaining about the one particular recruiter posted something like 24 ads in one day. And the person who posted questioned, hey, I thought that your policy was that you were limited to 5 ads a day. And what's going on? And then that question sparked off a big debate, sort of about our moral and ethical PusanWeb's moral and ethical responsibilities to the community, and what sorts of ads should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed. And I invited everybody to the Skype cast last week. That didn't happen, but there was some interesting stuff. One of the I forget when the EFL law guy started his war on recruiters, but it was sometime in the spring. It was after this crash, because it was around the same time that we changed our classified software. And we also changed our policies at that time. And our policies were sort of created to put a little bit of responsibility on the classified user. Sort of, if you're going to accept a part-time job, that you have to know that if you're an E2 visa holder, that it's illegal for you to do it, and just do it at your own risk. Some people have posted that they feel that we shouldn't allow that at all, that we shouldn't allow, or that every part-time job should explicitly say F2 visa holders need only apply. Other people think that no job under these certain standards should be allowed to be posted. So if you're offering 1.6 for a Hagwon job, then we should not allow that job to be posted because it's a bad job. What else are people saying? Oh, and the general consensus is that we should switch over to paid.
Yeah.
We should make people pay.
What are your thoughts?
There is that one little glitch. I think I do feel we've been talking about switching over to paid classifieds for 5 years now.
Yeah, I mean, paid classifieds, I know someone had suggested, yeah, you guys should charge for classifieds and we should use it for, you know, the legal action fund. I'm not sure how I feel about that idea. Although I do like the idea of using a portion of any PusanWeb profits for some kind of community service or giving back to the community in a variety of different forms, and part of that could be providing legal assistance to someone who really needs it. But I feel like before we start charging, we really need to technically have our ducks in a row, and we need to be prepared for some of these issues. I especially want to be prepared for any legal issues. I don't know if charging actually changes any legal consequences, but it feels like it would, or yeah. Certainly change expectations. And I think, I mean, as I read those forum posts, first Born Winner I thought in the second forum you did a very nice job of being civil and arguing your case, and I think you made some very valid points. I think in term, you know, we do want to help the community. We're not out to, you know, get people busted. But at the same time, I think individual responsibility needs to play a role. And on the front page of Classifieds, it says job seekers, be aware of your, you know, it's right there.
And I edited that a bit, make it look a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we increase it one font size? I don't know how to make that more clear. It is illegal to teach privates in Korea, in most cases. And I think people are aware of that. And we're glad to do whatever we can to help people become more aware of that. I like the idea of possibly providing some kind of verification of legal recruiters and saying this is a legitimate recruiter, this is their number, they have been certified somehow, and so whenever that recruiter posts, they get that recognition. And if someone chooses not to, I mean, I think that might be doable.
We do have one drop-down menu there. Is are you a licensed recruiter? And we have a spot for the recruiter license number. An interesting thing is I was flipping around in the jobs one day, and I linked back to the website of the recruiter, and they have their license number or their registration number clearly stated on their website, but they didn't put it in their profile on our site, which was interesting. Well, why wouldn't you bother? I think that we have everything there. I mean, we have, is it a legal requirement? Do you pay Korean taxes and pension? This is a legal requirement. Now, they're saying if somebody clicks no, then we should delete that ad.
Well, okay. If we do that, then I think we need to delete every job wanted offered every job wanted ad that does not provide verification that what they're applying for is legal.
I agree. I feel the same way about that. I think that if we ask, do you provide health insurance, and they say no, and somebody still takes that job, then they deserve to be shafted.
Yeah, and I mean, that part of the argument, that how can you let someone post an ad for $1.3 million a month? Hey, it's the free market. If you don't want it, don't take it.
Right.
And the fact is, you know, I bet there's a lot of Filipino teachers who would be delighted to take it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people getting paid more than they're worth. And, you know, if you want to get a higher salary, either qualify yourself more or, you know, go somewhere else.
I'm very comfortable with the way that things are right now. I think that our information is good. I think that I like the drop-down menu stuff. There, like, a couple of people object to recruiter ABC posting 37 jobs in one day, but they do that and then they don't come back for 3 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that is kind of annoying. But to start limiting, you know, when we have
to
start.
Would you rather see recruiter ABC post 5 jobs every day or 30 a month?
Yeah. I'd rather see them paying for each of those ads.
Yeah. And I think if they are paying, then they're going to be motivated to use it a little more cleverly.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, instead of putting 30 on there a month, they'd probably be, hey, maybe I should put a few a day so I'm at least looked at as more current. You know, then I think they're going to be more responsible about the way they post stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, and this whole, my whole take on the whole thing is more hands-off and, like, less of us deciding, is this good, is this not good? Like, I really, you know, I think there's too many cans of worms that you're going to open by trying to edit, though. Like, you know, for us to make decisions like that, I think what Sarah said, that doing things like making it really clear, like, hey, this is a recruiter who has filled out all the necessary forms and putting their license up there, and they've, you know what I mean? Like, they make themselves visible, so they're, you know, to us, they're we can only give them like a like 3 stars, you know, as far as a recruiter is giving information.
Yeah, I mean, we've always tried to stay away from that rating or blacklist kind of thing, whether it's recruiters or employers. I think it would be great if EFL Law or those who are interested in this kind of thing created a recognized and reputable rating system. And so a recruiter could say, hey, we received a 3-star credential rating from EFL Law or from whatever organization, and we'll be glad to add that as a category and a classifies, and they can say, you know, we got this rating, click here to see it. That would be awesome. Let us know when that's up, please.
Yeah. Yeah, and because, you know, people are obviously, they're indicating that they think that that is our responsibility. And like, I think we all agree that it isn't. And not just, you know, not for any particular reason, but just more as a fact, like, why is it our responsibility, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we want to provide people with as much information, but there's just no way that we can verify every thing that someone says. And if we do it for people who are offering jobs, we have to do it for people who are seeking jobs. And I don't think people are going to be as enthusiastic about that.
No. Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Buyer beware. And we have that disclaimer at the top. I'd like to be able, Jeff, to make it bigger, but I couldn't figure out how to do that.
Yeah. And the classifieds program is promising, but it's not quite where we want it to be either. And God, are we tired of that login glitch.
Yes. Got one more email today.
All right. So, but again, thank you, people in the forums, for bringing it up and bringing it up in a civil and valid way. And keep making your points.
I'm just flipping in the forums, and we have our first piece of criticism. I haven't approved this yet.
From the webcast already?
No, from it says the new P-Web. He doesn't like the way that it looks.
All right. That didn't take long.
No, Jeffrey, so you're going to get on those themes and...
Oh my God, someone wrote that? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, people, why do you...
Can you send me their IP, please? And I'll go make a house call today.
Wow, people, I mean, why do you waste your time posting something? Well, I guess they just want to talk to us. Well, we thank you.
Yeah. No profanity, please. Next time.
Yeah.
Well, at least they said they didn't want us to change it.
That hasn't been approved yet.
They didn't want us to change it, so I take that as a compliment. The old design, I will say that's mine.
Well,
sort of.
That's right.
I have to get a copy of that to put up in the about the archives. Yeah, the old design. Well, at least it's just a...
they spelled syndrome like wrong. I think I got the chicken syndrome. Okay. Cool.
So, yes. Okay. So, it's not pretty. There, that's the first...
yeah. No, I generally agree with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, newborns are never pretty. They're all pruny and yucky looking.
Squishy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, we want people to submit content. What does that mean? How can they do it?
I'm still building the content submission guides, but if you look at the top middle of the new Pusan web, you can see the submit content. And if you click on that link, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9 different types of content there that you could possibly contribute. And that's just a start. Photos. We're interested in photos. I'd be really interested in seeing some of the Halloween photos. Everybody had a camera out there on Halloween to the big Halloween bash at the Dongao bars. And I know that I got my picture taken 100,000 times, but I haven't seen those. Yeah. You can click on photos, and it'll show you how to submit photos. If you click on videos, we're interested in accepting videos. We're interested in your writings. We're also looking to create a review section, which is a new thing to Busan Web. A lot of review-type stuff goes on in the forums, but it would be easier, I think, to keep it all together in Drupal, in Busan Web. And it's also editable in the future. We'll start like bar reviews, restaurant reviews, and we'd link those back to the guides. So in the nightlife guide, for example, it gives an overview of the types of places that you can go to drink in Busan. And then there will be a list of like Soul Train and Crossroads and Camel are all out in Busan Day, Vinyl and Old 55 and Foxy are all out in Gyeongsang Day, that sort of thing, and then it'll link to a review. So that if you are a newbie to Busan and you are looking for the places where the foreigners hang out, the information is right there on your fingertips, and there can be one or two or three different reviews expressing opinions about the place, the restaurant, the bar, the shopping center, the whatever. Other content, blogs. Everybody has a blog nowadays. We're going to try and make it easy for you to just add your blog. And we'll link to it from our blog site. Podcasts. I haven't written that yet. But if you are creating podcasts, we'd be happy to link to those also. And our guide section is very in need of an overhaul, as was mentioned earlier. So if you're interested in writing a guide, or even taking one of the existing guides and beefing it up, making it, updating it. Like, the book guide that we have is really good, except that one of the bookstores closed, and there are now three more in Busan. That's what we're looking for. And the way to do any of this, or very soon, I'm going to spend some time today making some more content submission forms, but you register with the site and you can see to log in on the left side of your screen. Once you're logged in, you'll see a create content link, and once you click on the create content link, there will be a list of types of content that you can contribute. Restaurant review, bar review, guide submission, blog link, that sort of thing, and just click on the type of content that you want to submit and then hit go. And it gets published. So we're going to, that's one of the nice things about this system, the Drupal, is that you can do that. And you don't have to wait for some administrator to sit back and format it and put it in Dreamweaver and then upload it and realize that there's mistakes and then pull it down and edit it again and then put it back. It's just go. And then if you see a mistake that you made, you can edit it also. So right now, the create content, it's not complete, but hopefully within the next couple of days there will be all of the potential content types listed there.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy, messy week. So please be nice.
And we are planning on changing things. It is just, we're starting. We're getting it up there because we've waited way too long to get this going. And we're hoping that, other than saying, you know, it's really ugly.
And hurting Jeffrey's feelings because he hasn't even done anything yet.
Just
give me a chance, people.
just be patient with us. Instead of screaming, "Hey, all of these links are broken!"
Yeah, we know.
Just be patient. We're rebuilding, and if you can't be patient, hit the contact us form and say, "Listen, I'm frustrated with all these links being broken. I want to help you fix them."
Yeah.
And we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
So that is that.
What do we want to do about events? I see this little upcoming events thing. Are we satisfied with the current event calendar system?
The one that we're using in the forums?
Yeah.
Well, what does... I changed the calendar link to that site.
It would work pretty well. I'm pretty satisfied with the Drupal event thing. The only problem is time zones, which for this site is not going to be a problem. Did we want to talk about calendar policies or new advertising policies or anything like that?
Yeah, Jeffrey, why don't you explain the new advertising policies for Busan Web or the new category that you've created?
Sure. Yeah, basically what we've done is we've kind of added a new way for people to advertise, where they're a little restricted in what they could do before. Bottom line is we have a way to advertise that's cheaper for people that want to have a little bit of exposure on PWeb but don't want a full advertising package. What I basically did was just create a category called PWeb Partners, and they can purchase a membership for a year or 6 months or whatever. That basically just allows them to be featured in different parts of Busan Web, the site, to have a link, easy place people can find their link and kind of be seen on the site kind of more often, and as well making the events calendar more a place for people to advertise. Where before it was kind of people were sort of advertising, but we put a restriction on advertising because our advertisers didn't like it that, you know, anyone could advertise for free.
And there was a little bit of calendar abuse, you know, tonight at our bar, we're serving drinks.
Yeah, it was just shady, like both, like every way you could think of it. It wasn't like we didn't think it was clear or fair to everyone, and there were legitimate complaints or just it wasn't effective. Maybe I think, you know, the new way I think just makes it a little clearer for everybody involved, and also makes it, you know, I think very affordable to get to advertise. And the thing is too, like that I try to tell people, like Busan Web is not an overnight. You know, if you put an ad up for a month, you're not going to get rich and flood your bar with foreigners or whatever. It's more of a kind of, you know, like a long-term thing, and having yourself recognized by an audience that is always changing and growing, and, you know, it's so transitory. So I've just, like I said, I've made it a little an easier and I think cheaper, more affordable way to get your target market, if your target market is foreigners in Busan, which I think there is a big market there. And if you're interested in looking at the new policy, you can go to busanweb.com, adrates.htm.
With the calendar, I was there. Mm-hmm. Bars are pretty they do have events. They have things going on. They have calendar worthy stuff like trivia night, yep, or this we're going to have a
movie night,
poker night or a movie night or whatever. It's Cinco de Mayo Day, so tequila's half off, something like that. But what about restaurants? How do you promote that new structure for restaurants? Are they just going to say Monday specials? Is it that kind of listing that you're looking for? Like, what benefit is it to a restaurant, for example?
For as far as the calendar goes, yeah, if they have some kind of a special that they can fit on there, like breakfast special on Saturdays, I think they can use it, and that's just a way for them to come up with some kind of creative way to market something by having a day. And I don't want them to feel like just because they don't have something on a certain day of the week that they can't put it on the calendar. And I think that's something that I'm developing now, and just like maybe ways that they can put themselves on the calendar or make it an event. But then as well, like I just haven't really added it. I think, they can still be shown in the restaurant, like in the You know, they can still have people make reviews for them. Or I think, like, having their link to their own page from a restaurant review. Like, if I see, oh, look, somebody reviewed one of the restaurants that's an advertiser, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make that a link so that people can see some more information about them. Because they are going to pay for, like, they're going to have a page, right? Or some link to their own site. So I think it just makes them more visible, more visible, more friendly. Like, people can say, oh, look, yeah, they actually have this page and a map to help me get there and whatever, maybe something like that.
And non-commercial entities are still welcome to post meetings and festivals and things like that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, non-for-profit kind of stuff. And even as well, like, if it's a city event where, like, maybe, sure,
like the,
people
the
are making money
are
off
going
it, but...
On.
Yeah, like, you know, if it's a big event, that's, you know, I have no problem.
And that would actually be a great task for someone or a group of people out there. I've always hoped to have a lot more stuff on the calendar. And this could even be for someone's students to post events about what's happening in the city.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, taking the events calendar and a Korean and a Busan newspaper and you know, converting it. Is, you know, stuff that we would be interested in, maybe. Which...
Actually, it's a... I've done it a couple of times, but I don't get around to doing it very often, but there is the Dynamic Busan site, and they have their own calendar.
Yeah, we get a good newsletter from them.
Yeah, I hear Busan is very dynamic these days.
We're ubiquitous, Jeff.
Yeah. Ubiquitous Busan?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Ubiquitous.
Still haven't figured out what ubiquitous means, but it's the catchphrase of the past 3 years. We're ubiquitous.
That's funny.
I think it means your Hanaro card works on vending machines now.
Yeah, multifunctional, maybe?
Yeah.
Video guides. People, go out there and, like, make a Subway guide and post it on YouTube. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
So, who's going to have access to post events on the calendar? Anyone who registers or not?
Well, I think it should be, well, I don't know. I think it would be good to have it edited. I don't know if we want to have that, like, as a...
Well, I think what we might do, like, because advertisers will be allowed to post their stuff there, right?
Yeah, so they'll have, like, authorized IDs.
And then we could also grant those privileges to calendar posters. So someone who wants to be a calendar poster, let us know and post away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and especially, like, then it's easy to explain kind of our policy. They can get their head around that. And then, then they can go nuts and be a calendar poster.
And there's going to be lots of things like that. Like, one of the great things about Drupal is you really can control who has access to do what with what kind of content. Mm-hmm. Gonna take us some time to figure all that out, but
and those are neat little, you know, we can call them powers type of thing, things that you have access to or you can do. And there might be some fun things that people would just like to do, like have the ability to have a restaurant review. And, you know, they've done it before and they seem to follow a certain fair format and that kind of thing, and it's just, you know, like eventually that might be a little section that's kind of theirs, where they have a whole bunch of them, and people go to read their reviews. So it'll be interesting.
Which reminds me of something I wanted to mention. We use Drupal for almost all of WorldBridge's sites, and, you know, we don't really know what we're doing with it. So we started the CMS Academy for Drupal. Which is where a bunch of people who are working on Drupal get together and try and figure out what we're doing together. If anyone out there is interested, please join us, cmsacademy.net. We can provide people with a sandbox Drupal to play with and get to know, because the more people we have who are comfortable doing the back-end stuff with Drupal, the better.
So are we going to switch over to the Drupal calendar? Is that the... Jeffrey, do you see that link I sent you? PutonWeb.com/event.
Yes, I did. And I just looked at it now. I don't know why it's showing up way on the bottom of the page.
It's a problem with the skin. with the theme.
Yeah.
All right, because it's maybe too thin. Or, right.
It shows up fine in Firefox, but not in Explorer.
Oh, don't you love that? Yeah, like if I'm looking at it in Explorer, of course, so it's.
Are you at least upgraded to the new Explorer?
I'm at work.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if I am. They just gave me a new computer here, so.
7.0 is a lot better. It has tabbed browsing and a little search box and stuff.
Yeah, I have looked at that. I have that at home, actually. But here, I haven't updated yet.
How do I add an event, Jeff?
Create content?
Content event?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Jeffrey, that's something that's the coolest thing about Drupal is that it's the create content. If you want to create anything, you just click there. Right now I'm working on content templates for the different types of stuff.
Book page.
Yeah,
okay, so.
Like those are the standard ones, but restaurant review is one that I created. I am going to make the photo submission and the other stuff like over today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's so easy.
Right.
So for example, like when I switched over the Spook Larson stuff to, it took like 10 minutes. To just flip it over, create a page, click, 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 done.
And we will eventually make some screencasts to show how to do that. and especially if you're using a Mozilla-based browser like Firefox or Flock, you can use extensions that make it very easy to do WYSIWYG editing. So if you want something bold or centered, it's all very... Or no, you can actually just enable rich text. And do it that way also. Mm-hmm. And I see newsletter here also. I just wanted to mention we are going to start having newsletters. We have two so far. One is just a general what's happening in Pusan thing that we may send out, I don't know, monthly or however often, just what's going on in Pusan and with Pusan Web. And I created another development newsletter, which I'm thinking for people who really kind of want to help... build a better Pusan Web to stay in the loop of what's going on and what we're working on and whatever challenges we're facing. And you can subscribe to those by clicking my account and my newsletters. From here, we got into some of the more boring details, so we're going to wrap the recording up here. But the discussion will continue during the next Pusan Web Town Hall meeting. Stay tuned to PusanWeb.com for details about that. Thanks very much to anyone who's managed to listen to this whole recording, and of course everyone who has participated in building Pusan Web and becoming part of the Pusan Web community.